You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fire on the Mountain by Marshall Tucker Band from 1975. That's right, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day, who can see tonight in Grand Island, if you want to.
Can you say the year one more time, Jake?
That'd be 1975, Bill, which is what?
Better times.
Much.
Now, I have played Can't You See and Heard in a Love Song before, so I couldn't play those today for Song of the Day.
Yeah, you might have played their best song today.
So I played instead Fire on the Mountain.
Go ahead, Bill. Get this going.
Well, I was able to, you know, you get blocked out when you're on the stream. Right. So I went to my app to listen while this was going on. I was a little behind, so I caught most of it.
Okay.
Marshall Tucker Band. I can't imagine how great of an evening that would be in Grand Island tonight. That would be that's a must see. That is a get in your car and drive situation. So, I mean, it's on Husker Eve. You're in Grand Island listening to Marshall Tucker Band. That's a wow. Steve, name some of their songs off. Could you do that for me again?
Yeah, hold on a second. I mean, just had them up here. Hits. Heard it in a love song.
Can't you see?
Can't you see?
Can't you see? Probably my favorite. That's probably my favorite.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a great song.
Yeah, it is. It's not. I don't see others that ring a bell as I don't know what's Ramblin'.
I listened to that one. I didn't know that song.
Okay, yeah. You didn't know that song?
Yeah.
Can't You See?
Yeah, that's the big one.
That'd be my favorite like that. It's a great song, though, Jake. You nailed it. You nailed the whole setting. It's like I'm in Grand Island right now. I feel like I'm in Grand Island. And actually, Grand Island is only 20 miles away from my location currently.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's how close I am.
Yeah, you could get there real fast. Yeah, right down 30. Right down 30.
If I get done today in time, if I have enough time, because I got to get from here, I have some meetings in the afternoon, and I've got to be able to get to Ruhlman's tonight. But mm-hmm. if I have time, I'm going to buzz over to Grand Island just to see if I can maybe meet the band.
You should try, Bill. You really should.
Take them up. Charcuterie plate.
Charcuterie would be the word.
Charcuterie. I'll take them a charcuterie board. Yes, yeah. I'll get that at Casey's and run that over to them.
Take it to their van.
Special delivery.
And they have that new hotel right by the racetrack. I'm sure that's where they're housed at. And it's right by the event center. And so I'm sure that's where they're housed right now. So we could be tandem outside. Yes. Marshall Tucker Band. I give it an 8222. 8222.
That song in the headphones is ridiculously good. Because you hear those little... Well, it's just well put together. It's genius. Marshall Tucker... is a wow, and that song is a wow. I mean, especially in headphones, it's like that, you know, just a little guitar in the back. I don't even know what that is in the background. It's just incredible.
Try that again.
No, I'm not trying it again. A nine. I'm in the nine. I'm well into the nines on this one. 9555.
You want to guess Rudy's score, Bill?
6-4.
Rudy?
6-4.
Rudy is an 8-2. He says, I feel like a traveling cowboy listening to this song.
You are a traveling cowboy. We're all traveling cowboys, Rudy.
What's Rudy wearing today? Yesterday for class, he went with the Deion Sanders Cowboys jersey.
He's got a WrestleMania shirt with a lot of stuff going on with it.
It's a sweet shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. See some palm trees on there. And
sweet.
A lot of stuff happening in that shirt.
Sweet. Three classes yesterday. Ellie had to come in early to
he's here. He's here the whole show today. He'll be here till 9 today. Ratings before we move on to Bill's Thrills. I'll go to YouTube first. They always think I forget about them. Not this time.
Please.
Troy, 8.2. Genghis, 10. Incredible, says Genghis.
Nice or job.
Ginges.
The Ginges. East Lincoln West, 9.3. Chris P, 7.4. Al, 7. Robert, 8.9. BWD, 10. Britain, 9.5.
Wow, super high score.
These are all YouTubers right now. Super Albert, high. 9. Back to the text line. Vernon Dakin, 7.6. John and Lincoln, 6.2. Sandmaster and KC, 5.
Okay, Sandmaster.
Cherry Bomb. I think, is this 8 or negative 8? I can't. I think it said negative 8 in that one.
He doesn't mean
okay.
It.
Okay, Cherry Bomb.
10 from McSafety behind Sip's head there. Look at that. McSafety in the building.
McSafety gave it a 10.
He did. Shamia, 8-2. Dayton, Dorchester, 7-7. Hua Clevis!
Bert!
7!
Good. Good.
Is that an 8 and a 7?
Yes.
Back-to-back days from Bert?
Back-to-back.
What's happening here?
It was.
Tater, 7-9. Lyle in Omaha, your friend, or at least your name. Friend, 4.5.
I don't know him.
Gavin, he loved the name Lyle, though. Gavin and Pender, 7. The Colonel in Beatrice says that's a 3.2. Not the best by any means there. Sarah in Fallbrook, 6. Jennifer, 5. Hubby, 5.9 on Marshall Tucker Band. Mm. I'm a little stunned by that. Song of the day is Fire on the Mountain by Marshall Tucker Band from 1975. It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills on a Wednesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza. Okay.
Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy.
I'm commuted up by the sound. You can always call Randy at 417-5204 for any sort of remodel for your bathroom, kitchen, whole house, or more. Please get a hold of Randy at Dinert Contracting. Today, again, we're a little early for Bill's Thrills. It is Wild Card Wednesday, Bill. What is on your mind today for Wild Card Wednesday?
Well, this hit me pretty hard, and it just brought back memories. So I thought I'd go back to better times, if it's okay with
I'm
everyone.
Frankly,
Steve,
stunned
if
by
you're
that.
Okay with that.
Yes, I prefer it.
The secret timeline that's not divine. Nobody preps you for the end of the fun train to a life of mundane.
Whoa.
This got a little
that was
real.
A deep headline.
This got real.
Yeah. The move from sixth grade to seventh grade and the removal of recess. You have to be immediately told to grow up.
Right.
No one trains you for this.
Nope.
They train you how to ride a bike. They train you how to drive a car. They train you for everything. Sixth grade, everything's rolling fine. You're still outside. You're playing war ball. You're playing kickball.
Yep.
You're playing football. Life's great. You come in just a ball of sweat.
Yep.
Life is good.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all, and everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIREST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Then no one says a word to you. You just go on to seventh grade, and then it's like everything stops.
Yep.
There is no longer any adjustments whatsoever. You're just like, okay, now you have to be an adult. Now it's just, it'd be like leaving college and being like, okay, that's it. It's the last time you can have any fun. That's it. All of a sudden you're in seventh grade. You're going to 6 or 7 straight classes. You got academic classes every time. There is zero recess now. There's no fun happening whatsoever. And no one talks you through it, Jake. Not one person, not a parent. I remember, Sip, did your parents sit you down and say, listen, you're going into seventh grade now. There won't be a – no.
No.
This is all on your own. You're 100% on your own. All of a sudden you just grow up, and that's it. That's when you're told to grow up between sixth and seventh grade. That's when you're told here's what has to happen.
It's true. I never thought about it till right now, but you're right. There's no advanced warning now. You're not going to be able to play kill the man with the ball in seventh grade. It's over.
Yeah, nothing's going on. Sixth grade, everything's perfect. Come home dirty, grass stained, everything. Yep. Now all of a sudden you have to be an adult. Yep. You're told to be an adult within 1 year.
Yep.
At that, within 1 year between age sixth and seventh, everything changes. Your whole life is now different. You're no longer in a classroom. You're changing classrooms and stuff. But that is a big deal. The big deal is all of a sudden at 10:20, you're not busting outside for about 25 minutes. You're not going outside at 1:45 or 2 o'clock.
No reason.
Man, the change of life. Jake, you remember?
Bill, I tell my parents all the time, I've been through high school, college. The toughest class I ever took was seventh grade science. I've never had a tougher class, ever.
Yeah,
we had to do a massive bug project, leaf project. We dissected a starfish. So you're talking about the same thing. You're having fun in sixth grade. All of a sudden, you're dissecting a starfish the next year in seventh grade.
You're not prepared for that. You're in one classroom in sixth grade. One classroom. All of a sudden, the teacher just says, "Hey, put your science book away and get out world history." And you just put your book away to get out another book. And then you start that. Now all of a sudden you're changing classes. Now you have lockers, and guess what? There's no recess. Yeah. Nothing. There's no recess. Yeah. It wouldn't be a chance to go outside. Yeah, we don't do that. And you have to act normal. Like, no, it's cool. You have to. No, it's cool, man. I didn't like recess anyway. I'm glad it's done.
How do you prepare for that? You can't prepare for it. There's nothing you can do like in the summer to say, listen, it's going to be different this year.
It's not even talked about.
Incredible summer.
They don't even talk about it.
It's not talked about. No one discusses it.
Uh-uh.
You're going to the pool in sixth grade. No one's pulling you off to the side. You know, like that. Hey, listen, during break, guys, I want everybody to come over here and I'll tell you what it's going to be like here your next year. No, sixth grade's just like fifth grade. It's awesome.
Wonder why it's not addressed. It's not addressed at all.
No.
I don't think it's addressed anywhere.
No. At some point in time, there needs to be a class. They have driver's ed. They have driver's ed for you. They teach you that stuff. No one teaching one thing. How to go. There needs to be a transition class that everyone has to take at the end of your sixth grade year. Hey, your life's not the same, and it's going to suck from here on out. Classes are going to be a lot harder. There's no recess. And now you're a grown-up. Now you're officially a grown-up.
I think, Bill, you mentioned like a week ago that like in high school, you'd maybe go like shoot some hoops after lunch is over. We didn't have that in middle school. We had that in high school. Middle school, you had your seventh and eighth year. There's no time to go enjoy after lunch.
They brought it back
for high school. Yeah, Beatrice, we didn't have like, – there was no fun between after
Jake.
Lunch.
We didn't have that in junior high.
It changed in high school. Like, what?
Wait a second.
Horrible.
Now, we did have that after lunch.
We did not. I'm telling you, in high school, we did. It came
back.
Oh,
in high school, you did.
In middle school, as Bill's saying, it's like going from sixth to seventh grade to eighth grade.
Yeah.
We didn't have the fun at all. There's no fun.
The biggest thing is like that. Your parents tell you a lot of things. Your friends are older. No one tells you a word. No one says a word to you. Not even the last day of school as the sixth grade teacher. Hey, FYI, things are a lot different for you guys next year. No, they're like, hey, see ya. Have a good summer. You have no idea what's coming.
So your message to sixth graders right now is what?
Well, first of all, enjoy. Enjoy the ride. Is the one thing for sixth grade. And then you have to start preparing them. Hey, listen, just so you guys know, you're going to go to school now. Now there's seven straight classes. There's you're going from classroom to classroom. And by the way, there's no break. Recess. Used to be two recesses a day. Mm. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. Now there's nothing. Anything to text line, Jake?
We got some response here, Bill. 464-5685. Let's see. Nels in Montana says, that's why we'd eat our lunch as fast as possible so we could go outside and play some football before lunch was over back in sixth grade. So, yeah, the move to seventh grade, that's tough. Too Ripped to Quit says there's bowlies also present middle school more than elementary school.
That bullies. Could be. I don't know. I didn't have a lot of bullies at the time, but yeah, it could be a thing. Yeah.
Bolivar says his son Brexton is feeling this exact thing. Is hitting home with Brexton, the son of Bolivar, right now, Bill.
He's going through it. So right, he just made the transition from sixth to seventh. Yeah, life just got real. Really.
Ozarks real. Brandon says, my son going into fourth grade this year just found out yesterday that he won't have recess anymore after fifth grade. He is disgusted and devastated about this.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, wow, fifth after fifth grade. Wow, yeah. That's a lot. That's a game changer.
Disgusted.
We have Bird Mountain says, I remember this like it was yesterday. Horrible memory. Did not know till after lunch on my first day of seventh grade. Ouch.
Yeah, no idea.
Life comes at you fast.
There's no forewarning, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, most people are just saying, man, this brings back. I thought I had put those memories aside. You're bringing back these memories, Bill, that people are trying to put away. They're dark memories.
Helps. What I'm hoping here is I hope that we get
some therapy
out of
here.
This. I want someone to have some sort of a program for the sixth graders now, a transition program for they understand what's coming at them. Won't make things better, but how about just letting them know? How about letting them know? I remember going to the pool my sixth grade year. I had no idea it was coming. No idea it was coming. Please reach out. Educate. Knowledge is power.
Baskin on YouTube says, moments like this make me glad I was homeschooled, didn't have to deal with this culture shock that these kids had to go through.
Okay, all right.
So it's a benefit to homeschooling there from Baskin B on YouTube. Bill, can you give us the headline one more time, please?
Well, it's going to take a second, Jake.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
My phone.
Okay,
so I got it right here.
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, don't worry.
You got this.
I got it. The secret timeline that's not divine. Nobody preps you for the end of the fun train to a life of mundane.
Oh, God.
That's a long, well-written headline by Bill there. Very deep.
I had some time last night after I got done playing hoops.
Yeah, after playing horse at Central City at the hotel.
Recreation.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. Call Randy today for all your remodel needs. When we come back, he's already in the chat. I see him in StreamYard. Marty Sipple,
Sipple's
brother, the Hall of Famer at Columbus High, joins us next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.